What?
Oh no! Bernie, hold on. She's
coming.
Yeah.
See, I did good with your reminder.
Oh, good.
I like you mothering me.
Oh, I have a habit of doing that.
Right. I want to wear Ryan's clothes as hand-me-downs. His outfits are so much cuter than mine.
They are very cute, I think.
They are. I love seeing what he's wearing next. When you put those hats on him, he's really cute.
I just got him those little couches that you can... This little couch. So cute. All right, let's fly with the sun. She should be on any second. So Morgana met the event. She's intuitive. She's trying to get set up to do some capital and stuff. Hi, Morgana.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Good. We have Bernie with us.
Hi, Bernie. Thank you so much. I know you're terribly busy. I'm really honored you're taking this time with me.
Well, it's my fun time. This is great. So tell me what you're trying to do so I get a little bit of the, you know, what you're trying to pull off here.
Okay. I am a psychic medium, angel communicator. I am building a team. My company is Seraphim Angels Incorporated. My goal is to get my message global. Like I said, I'm building a team. So in a couple of years, I plan to have an angel psychic hotline of students trained by me. I have angelic arts certification trademarked and have already started certifying students in the way that I do my work. And I also have a show, Angels Unveiled, with another angel messenger student of mine that we do on Google TV. With that one in particular, I own the trademark Angels Unveiled, and just signed a contract with NBC. They're wanting to use that name on their new show that's coming out this fall, produced by Roma Downing and her husband. Kind of like Touched by an Angel, but it's going to have a little more punch to it. She is, so what I got was a few dollars, not a lot, for sharing the trademark, and I get to try out for the show. I get to audition for
God, I would have made, I would have really, I wish I could have gotten that contract with you, because I would have made them, you know, guaranteed a preferred thing on the show. I would even see if we could have got you to be one of the hosts. Like, you can use the name, but I want to be a co-host. And then I would have definitely had a credit, where you have a credit, special thanks to you and your network for providing the use of the name.
Well,
that credit would have come up every time the show rolled.
Yeah, well, that's all kind of water under the bridge right now.
I know. I got it, right.
The thing is, I'm working with... It was an interesting situation, let me put it that way. Because I totally understand the business and money makes money. It takes money to make money, because I've been operating on just my own finances and bringing the money back into the company. So it has been interesting. But then my final goal with my company is in a few years to have a healing center or sooner, and then eventually have a large one of 100 acres somewhere where people from all over can come, and I'll have healers from all over, very, very important to me with the people that work for me, either through the Angel Network or the other, that we do an 80-20 split, because having been a contractor before and doing the 70-30 a couple years ago, I made the decision that that's just not going to fly by me. So I want to give back. I'm building a community. I have great volunteers.
Well, I think you're, you know, your interest to make sure your contractors make a living and are successful. You know,
oh, yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
You know, but, yeah, I believe that that 70-30 is a little steep.
Yeah.
For,
when I heard you talk about that, Bernie, and that was one thing that, that caught my ear. I'm thinking, okay, he's on the same page I have been for quite a while with this. So that did make me pay attention. My biggest challenge is this, and I did talk to a banker that's traditional. He doesn't quite understand where I'm coming from with the large scale I'm seeing with this company. But is the fact that being a psychic, and the better I am at it, and being, I channel this angel. I don't just talk to her. I channel her. I channel other people's angels. I clear houses. I'm the whole ball of wax of what people need when they talk to a psychic medium. And some things they didn't even know they needed. But it was torture. The being around people when it's business stuff is very, very difficult for me. I'm intelligent. I was a Mary Kay sales director, had a free car, so I know I can do this, but the more I get into the spirit world, the less grounded I am. And I've been told people will take advantage of me, hence this one situation. I want to avoid that, and so I know I've got to get...
Well, we're, I mean, if you use us all the time, every time something comes up and you check in with us, you know, you're... And one of the problems you'll find that you have is you and nobody can work their own case. So when you're able to help other people the way you are, and see the clarity, that's a channel gift. That's a gift in that channel.
Mm-hmm.
Comes to your own discernment for someone taking advantage of you, you can't get the same clarity because of emotional energy blocks in your emotional body to the clear channel on your own agenda. You have to get someone that helps you, that can see the motive of the person and give you heads up to watch this woman go with that one. You may have good instincts where you've got something your gut tells you, but a third party, you know, you'll have your own. You've got great people around you, but you need someone. You know, we'll be the business check-in, and then you need an intuitive check-in, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. I do have the intuitive check-ins around me, so I feel good
about
that.
Yeah, you have those. You have those.
That's
and so
part
you
of the reason I'm talking to you today.
Yeah.
Or,
well, that's what you do, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what you do. You clear me, you clear anybody, you know. And so,
yeah.
But I know more about what you're trying to do than most people because I married you.
Yeah, that's what Shannon said, that your wife is psychic.
Well, I have dealt with psychics because my father was head of the Human Potential Movement. Very gifted. I mean, you know, I'm talking about people like Casey and
right.
The started the industry, you know. And I
uh-huh.
And I'm saying that there's nobody that I've met. I mean, you might be a match, but it's as clear as my wife. She's just the most gifted I've ever met.
Awesome.
And she's so humble and private about it, she doesn't even want to do it.
People don't know. Yeah.
But
you know, look, Shannon, you see what happens in class. I mean, if one person after another, you know, has asterisks and readings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last class, Sharon Lecter asked for a reading because she was ready for after losing her son. And she did a reading for Mary, who lost her son, you know, 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, these are undissolvable things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What's up? big need for stuff like that out there.
And you guys, you know, well, you're old, old spirits that are coming back in youthful bodies, and you are going to live a long, long time. And you've got these gifts that are bringing the ancient wisdom back because of the wake-up that's going on now.
Right.
And so, yeah, and this is the perfect time for your business, for what you're trying to do in really engineering the business part. I mean, it's a very exciting time for you, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you need in money? What are you looking at?
When I put a plan together, I came up with around $700,000. When I spoke with Richard, I believe is his name, he said I needed to double that. So, you know, you've thrown out a number there. We're talking around $1 million. Because I need to hire people to do some of these things, marketing and some of these other issues.
And you need a salary.
Well,
and I need a salary, yeah. I'd like to get paid. You know what was exciting, though? I went yesterday to get my taxes done, and my tax person did tell me, although it's still not a lot that I'm making because I'm everything to my business, I tripled my income last year, in a year.
Well, you're doing this great. I mean, and you're going to find the recession's over.
Right.
And people have discretionary money.
Right.
For guidance now that they didn't have before. And it's just going to be a booming number of years coming up. And so.
Well, yes, and I believe that. And people always will have money for a psychic. I'm very out there on social media, big name. I also have, my name's out in Hollywood already. TLC has seen me. There's some others that I'm being looked at for reality shows, for the two people, my boyfriend and my girlfriend and I, for the three of us to be a reality show. So we've got a lot of interest out there with what I do. It'd be mostly centered on me, but they're also involved.
Well, you know, if you put a pyramid up, are you kind of with me?
Yep, I'm drawing a pyramid.
And we put at the top radio.
Right.
And we put 8 weeks up in 10 cities. And you look at EMSI, that's the name of the company, E-M as in money, S-I, Tampa. So you Google search EMSI Tampa, and you'll see their website. And the head of it is Marcia Friedman. So just look at what they do. And then at the bottom of the pyramid, you put books
mm-hmm.
and publishing.
Okay.
And then at the right side of the pyramid, you put super site. And the super site gives you, you know, you can't use our psychic unless you're a member of the super site.
Okay.
And the super site has, if you're not on contract and you're just paying, month to month, you're a silver member, and it's $45 a month. If you're a 2-year contract, it's $20 a month, or more than 50% off, and you're a gold member. If you're a 3-year contract, it's $9 a month, and you're a platinum member. And the radio and the book are pushing the membership.
Okay.
And there's one price per hour if you're a silver member, which is higher. There's a lower price per hour for our gold members. And there's the regular price per hour that you normally charge for our platinum members. But you charge more than you regularly charge for gold and silver. And your goal is like in 3 years with radio pushed. So there's three people working in your radio division. There's a producer who gets the most famous guests that you're interviewing. Then there's a ad salesperson who's good at experienced salesperson to sell radio spot time and to bring you $2.5 million profit from ad sales on your growing radio show. And there's a syndication person that is getting you new stations so your 10 cities go to 200, because we want to feed that $9 membership. Because when you think of how much money you'll make in psychic interviews after paying your psychic, it's X dollars.
Okay.
On your website are hundreds of videos. You have two people that you've hired from the video department of the one of the students going through getting their degree in video at a community college or a university locally, and you pay them $10 an hour as an intern, and they have the latest Apple edit bays. And so your day is you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday after your radio show, you go get filmed in your green screen room.
Mm-hmm.
And you give anything you want, an hour to 2 hours of film. And the kids then cut that into 15-minute, very tight talk. They put behind you waterfalls from Hawaii or, you know, Sedona or, you know, very spiritual images. And then they cover up when you're talking about things. They illustrate that with YouTube material. So it's a very high-end, well-produced, looks like a 15-minute television show. And you've got hundreds of them. And there's all the things that you're telling the public about how to use intuitive readings for relationships, how to use intuitive readings for career, intuitive readings for single moms, intuitive readings for teens. There's hundreds of them. They just keep going. And so you'll think them up, and they get made, and they get cut. And I get unlimited access to your magazine, your blog, your newsletter. You get two kids from the journalist group to write all that. You don't write it. And it's all there. They get your e-book. And so now let's do a clean sheet of paper.
Okay.
And let's look at your schedule is booked for your radio show, your green screen filming, and then appointments for readings that you're doing, and training that you're doing, because Monday and Friday are off days for you, except for your radio show. You can do training on those days and make an appearance as the owner into your university that's selling licenses. $35,000 for a license to get the Angelic Intuitive brand for Houston, San Antonio, Austin, El Paso, Dallas, Fort Worth, Plano, and all these different locations. And as you get every 100, that's $3.5 million in front to you to provide the training. Get 20% of the revenue of the 100 coming in residually. But nothing compares. Once we pass a million on the platinum membership to the unlimited access on your website with one telecall a month, you've got a million active people in your database. You're making $100 million a year on a 3-year contract, $300 million. Nothing in your business plan even comes close. That is 3-foot yardstick off the table. all the other things that we do, your readings, your licensing, everything you imagine will be a 12-inch ruler.
Mm-hmm.
It won't compare to the yardstick
mm-hmm.
economically. So the business model is to drive the super site, the angelic super site, memberships. Now, when we go to do this, let's do budgets on the other side. So we start looking at reverse budgets. Okay?
Okay.
So when you first raise money, the first four or five investors put $300,000 to $500,000 in the bank. That is for your salary, $15,000 a month. It's also to pay you back for going to CO space and to pay you back for your costs legally to do the stock offering. So all that money comes back to you. And now you've got 2 years of salary, travel, Blue Cross, car payments, gasoline, Wi-Fi, Verizon, iPad, cell phone, all paid by the company.
Okay.
And you're in very secure shape. And your job is not to start the company, but to raise the rest of the budget. And now we're going to look at that budget and how serious the needs are. And it'll self-suggest the right amount to raise. So your office staff, with the people that I'm talking about for radio, for journalism, secretary, comptroller, and so forth, with your salary, is about $35,000 a month.
Okay.
So in 2 years, that's $700,000. Okay?
Okay.
Now that does include insurance and Blue Cross and all of that. Then we have radio, which is about $150,000 a year. For
okay.
2 years, that's $300,000. But remember, you're going to sell advertising on the radio that's going to pay back that money. But in front, we have to allow for it. So say that that is $300,007. That's $1 million. We have book publishing. It's going to cost about $25,000 to get the book out. That's ghostwriters, editors, publishers, getting a first-rate publishing company. In your case, we'd use one out of Miami, and we'd have them really serve you.
I am in contract with Red Wheel Wiser Publishing.
Okay.
They're a subsidiary of Hampton Roads.
Yeah, I know they are.
Okay.
They're not gonna sell any books. So.
Well, yeah, I do understand that, but I'm just letting you know I'm in a contract for another 2 years, but I'd have to read it, whether it's all finishing books or the ones I've already got out. I have two out with them.
Well, have they done well? Do you feel good with them? Did they work hard for you, or do you feel like they were disappointed?
I feel like I didn't have to put out the money to self-publish. Otherwise, it's mostly I have to promote it.
Yeah, well, so, you have to with all of them.
Yeah, so other than that, I mean, they're really easy to work with.
Okay, stay with them, that's fine. Mm-hmm. We got a publisher. But we have to spend...
The other stuff, yeah, I totally get that.
No. Oh. The launch, I want to put out 4 books in a year.
Okay.
And you're not going to write them. You're going to get a ghostwriter who's a better writer than you are, and they're going to tape record you and assemble your books, and they get the books done in 4 weeks.
Okay.
And so then we have to promote and publish the book. We have to have a PR firm that is getting us on television and radio all over the country. We have to have a separate PR firm that is getting us in print. And so we're in all sorts of markets that are where the clients will see us by the million in trade press and magazines and articles that are written from USA Today to Forbes magazine. And I'm saying you're going to get before a wealthier client, a lot of clients, and it's going to push your book and your radio show. We also have to have billboard advertising in the cities you're broadcasting in. We're hitting that marketplace. Also, we'd like to have a magazine that the journalists write that goes out every 3 months or so, four times a year, that goes to everyone in zip code you want, like just say Florida or just say Maine to Boca. And those zip codes on the East Coast are people who have spent $1,000 or more, which I can create in the last 12 months.
Okay.
And they're getting your Angel magazine with dropout cards and advertisements that get them to go to the super site and use, they'll buy the book, they'll buy the psychics, and they'll become $9 members.
Okay.
That'll let you predict and control results. When we go on television, we're paying money to reach 90% of the market that will never buy a psychic.
Yeah.
So we pay to reach waste market. When we put the magazine out, they won't throw it away. They'll read it. And it's our buyers. It's our customers that can afford us.
Right.
It's not people that paid $150. It's people that regularly use guidance, and they pay $1,000 or more. And now they're going to try you for sure. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the magazine educates them and explains how to use the service and why it's a better service and what you do to keep the quality where it is. They really understand it, and it becomes a dominant brand in reading. It's just a dominant brand. And so the radio and the magazine are prediction and control railroad tracks to get the book to a New York Times bestseller that we want anyway. I want Shannon to send you a video on CEO Space. Out of 100 videos, I want you to look at one by Michael True, who has created 100 New York Times bestsellers in the last, 10 years. And most of them for us and our authors. And he's very good at explaining CEO Space, but we'll use him to get a New York Times best-selling status for you. But he costs to get that done. Now, you sell a lot of books with him, but he costs about
$120,000. Mm-hmm.
Getting that New York Times best-selling status in your, once you have that, you're a New York Times best-selling author for life. Stature, so I want you to just know he's out there and that we'll use him when we raise money. So add another $120,000 in the budget.
Okay.
In PR, we're going to spend about $20,000 a month on advertising your radio show and your book. And that's going to drive your psychic traffic. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm writing it down.
And it's going to celebritize you. So that's $200,000 a year, $250,000, and it's $500,000 over 2 years. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then we have consultants, attorneys, CPAs, and advisors that we're going to need. And then we have opportunity costs, like the license with NBC and other things that cost legal fees and money that are going to cost us, you figure that is $300,000 for 2 years and another $300,000 for contingency. Now, I'd have to add that all up. In my head, I'm somewhere around $3.5 million.
Okay.
So how I would do it is this. Let's take a big circle on a piece of paper.
Okay.
And what is your company now? Is it an LLC in Florida?
It's an S-Corp.
So we have an S-Corp. So I'm going to suggest that you get with Laughlin, L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N, USA.
Okay.
And ask them to take over doing all your minutes. You probably have not done minutes regularly since you started the company.
Correct.
And that creates that if anyone sues you or litigates, they will challenge 100% of the time that you're not a legal corporation and you're not entitled to protection. The company is a viable entity by itself as a person, and that it can sign contracts and execute anything. They're going to argue that you are an alter ego, that that is a company that is just you as an individual, and that you didn't do the housekeeping, and so they can attack you, your personal assets, and you individually.
Okay.
And that all goes away with Laughlin USA because they go back to the beginning and bring all your compliance documents up. It's about 100 a month. It's cheap. And they do it year after year. We use it on all our companies. It's called the corporate veil service to protect your corporate veil. But they also will increase the authorized shares. So we're going to increase the authorized shares, state of Florida, let you have in your company. And that's just some form. It doesn't cost a lot of money at all. It's very cheap. It's 90% cheaper than the lawyer doing it.
Uh-huh.
And they do it real fast. They do it in one day. So ask for Scott when you phone them, and he will just tell him you're a CEO State member, and he'll treat you like gold. And tell him you want to get your back minutes brought up to date, and you want them to take over your corporate filings. They file every year. They file the updates that are required by Florida. They keep you current. You never get behind. They do it all. And it's so much cheaper. The lawyer charges $2,000 a year or so, and they're, you know, much cheaper. So we now at the top of the circle put 10 million shares. I want Scott to increase your authorized shares in subchapter F to 10 million. So the state has on file that we're legally authorized to issue 10 million shares. Then put a pizza wedge in the bottom of the circle and put in that pizza wedge 25% of the company. And under that, put 2.5 million shares. For founding investors.
Okay.
And then put 100 blocks of stock.
Okay.
And then put $35,000 per block.
$1,000
per block.
Okay.
And then put 3.5 million raised.
Okay.
And then you can do the math to find out the individual share price, which is right around $1.25 a share. But you'll figure that out, and you'll have your individual share price for founders. And that will be the only cheap stock that you offer.
Okay.
Now, we have a three-day class that is a free add-on. It's a bonus training for those that want to take it. They're coming to CEO State. They're enrolled as members, and they want to learn everything about raising capital and doing it properly. And we give them a master's degree in capital in 3 days. They practice, they rehearse, they got it, they know the laws, they know how to do it. And so, and then they raise the money. There's a film called CEO Space. Just Google search CEO Space.
I sent you the link.
I want to let her show me the money.
Okay.
So she can see that investors are actually at CEO Space.
Okay.
And that you raise the money over three or four of these at the classes. That's where you meet the investors and get them. And it's a fun process. It's work. I mean, there's no easy way, but this will work. Our way of doing it is so gentle for an intuitive that you can do it. It's not painful for you. You get it and you can do it.
Okay.
And you've done it for, yeah, I mean, it's because you have to learn this. When you have the discomfort you have feeling right now, that's from a unhealthy relationship about money that is software that is on your brain. And your software has been loaded by people you don't know and can't remember. But it's still operating. And so money is just an agreement. That's what money is.
The money part's not bothering me. It's the complicated part.
I know, but that's done by others. What you have to do is you have to know enough about it.
Yeah.
So that the others, when they're talking to you, are having conversations where they know you're knowledgeable. No one else, in other words, you have to learn what is legal compliance in raising money. How does that work? And, I mean, just, you know, there's no way around it. And so what we have to do is get this one-time kind of crash training that you can learn what the rules are, the box top rules, so that you don't start raising money and cross the double lines and do a violation.
Correct.
And violations do not give you a risk of going to jail or something like that, so remove that from your thinking. Violations cause you to have to do paperwork to bring your compliance back into the double line, so you're in the lane, not on the sidewall in the grass, right? Mm-hmm. So the regulations are very important because it makes sure that you don't lose speed and momentum and have unwanted litigations from your investors, and you didn't give them rights for that because you knew how to do it properly and correctly. It's just learning the box top rules to play Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard, and it's no more, it's just as fun as learning to play tennis or golf, but it's much more important because golf and tennis are not the master skills for adults. Capital is. When you raise capital and you get that skill, you can do anything. You can start any number of companies. You can do anything you want. That's the one skill that separates those who have done it from those who never do it. And it's really just, you know, learning it one time at our place and you really get it. And, you know, when you're raising money, you come back to four or five of these and you re-audit the capital class over and over. When you go to play tennis, if I play tennis with you for a week and I'm a pro, you have a game that you're proud of. It's a major league game. You just learned how to score and play at a money league level. If you come back five times in a year and you played five times with me for a week, your skill and your game would get to be extraordinary. And so that's all this is. I mean, capital is just like that. It's like practicing golf, practicing bowling. You have to practice and you get good at it. Nothing to be afraid of at all, and it's a lot of fun when you learn it. And so 3.5 million, honey, is what we would raise for a Pizza Hut opening on a corner to a national psychic company that's going to reach out globally. I didn't put in the budget, but I've got in my thinking about $150,000 in that money for Ken Courtright. Now, it's not up front, but it's over time. And he will build your super site. This interactive site that I'm talking about. And he delivers traffic. In other words, an enormous percentage of your business is going to come from the web itself. And he delivers high velocity, high traffic websites.
Okay.
And people that do websites for 3 or 5 or 7,000, they're pretty little sites, but they're never going to deliver any traffic or business.
Correct.
And he's the only web developer in the Inc. 1000 companies. And he'll automate processes. He'll automate appointment times. You can pick the psychic you want. You know, it's, I hate to use pornography as an example, but
uh-huh.
it's going to be like going into a porn chat room.
Which right.
I've never done, by the way, but I understand how it's done. But I'm saying, you know, you want it to be where you can see the psychics online now, pick your psychic
sure.
to go. Yeah. And I figured it's being that visual and that fun. And I would
sure.
tell him that's what you want, you know, when you meet him. And he'll get very excited about this. He'll really like this. And but we have everything you need to do this ramp up. But first, let's raise the money and not spend it, not be in such a hurry to launch. And then let's all at one time, when we have the money, in a 90-day period, we want to launch the super site, the billboards, the marketing, the advertising, the press, the books out on the bookstores. The radio show is up and pushing traffic, and you've got trained psychics ready to go, and we're filling the pipe.
Uh-huh.
And the money gets us to where we want to be in 3 years, in 9 months.
Okay.
You save 2.5 years.
Okay.
And it's much more safe and much more pleasant. And you're well paid all along the way. Now, there are front costs. The front end cost, we have to pay in front one time $15,000 to the law firm to do the offering document and file it with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And we're going to do a offering that they'll set up. It's probably going to be what's called a Reg D B exemption. Reg D B exemption. And you can go to SEC.gov. I realize this is the complicated part. And you search Reg D, and they have section B and C. And you can use either one. The attorney will tell you which one. And but you have to pay a flat rate of $15,000 to get your legal work done. And I want you to use the best. I don't want you to. The average fee for a $3.5 million offering is $30,000 to $50,000. You probably could get it done for $7,000 to $8,000 if you shop around to a guy that works out of his house. But
uh-huh.
you won't get the same protection. You won't have the,
right.
And you also won't get, we're going to have one of the largest law firms on earth represent you. They're in all countries. They'll help you. That law firm, the people doing your offering document are the former commissioner of the Securities and Exchange Commission and the deputy director of trading for the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Okay.
So that helps you get a lot more investors just saying it because
right.
they're so comfortable that level of Washington, D.C. law firm would never put out a document that wasn't accurate and correct.
Yeah.
And then they also help you a lot. They'll go on and talk with your investors. A lot of attorneys won't do that, but they will. And
okay.
They normally charge $70,000 as one of the top five law firms to do an offering of millions like this.
Uh-huh.
And for our members, they charge $15,000, which is an 85% reduction in their fee. But they want you to go through that capital class because it saves them so much time that they can do it for less money.
Right.
So if you don't have the $15,000, you have to get a bridge loan from a backer to get you that money. And you can do that during one of our class weeks. But it's going to be about 90 days from the time we pay the law firm to the time we have an offering document we can actually use and raise money.
Okay.
So if we wait 90 days to pay them, it's 6 months before we have the offering document.
Correct.
So the first thing we want to do is get that law firm writing that document. And it's a lot of work to do these documents, and they do it. You don't have to worry about it. But you have to give them a lot of information. You have to give them your business plan, your articles of incorporation, your minutes, different contracts you have, like the NBC contract. Just details. They'll give you a checklist, and you've got to get it to them. And it's not hard. And, you know, they do it very fast, actually. I mean, a lot of these firms take 6 months to do an offering. These guys do it in 4 to 6 weeks. But they got to put it through the SEC, which takes another 8 weeks. And
do you have to have the money for the Laughlin USA, those minutes done first?
You're going to, I mean, they're going to want the minutes. And if you don't have them, they're going to get very nervous. So, yeah, you're going to have to do that. But that's not expensive.
Okay.
That doesn't cost a lot of money.
Okay.
That's not thousands or anything. That's cheaper than that.
Okay.
So
my first step is to come up with that money for that. But we still talk CEO space, too.
Well, I'm not sure. I think the sequence might be go to CEO space, go to the capital class, and then get a backer at the class to back you on a bridge loan to pay the law firm. And we'll show you how to do that during the capital class.
I can probably get an investor right now for the $15,000.
Well, what we want to do is get an investor for $25,000.
Okay.
Because that pays for your CEO space, it pays for the law firm, and it pays for travel to the program, and you may need to travel to Washington to meet your attorney up there. They
okay.
have offices in Florida, but you'll probably go to Washington once anyway. And I want you to have the money to do that, and pay them 1% a month interest, and tell them, just go on Google and get a promissory note. Go, when you get, go to Google, go free promissory note. And there'll be a lot of forms with free promissory notes. Delete anything that doesn't apply to you. Make it very simple. And then put a paragraph in that says, you're going to, and just bullet point this, you're going to pay 1% interest per month until they get their principal and interest back.
Okay.
You're going to pay the principal and interest when you have 4 investors or $250,000 raised, whichever comes first.
$250,000.
Or 4 investors or $250,000, whichever comes first.
Right, I got it.
Then put, you're using the money for state and federal legal compliance for a $3.5 million equity offering.
Federal, legal. Okay. State and federal
and
legal.
Okay. And indicate that you've got a double guarantee of you personally guaranteeing the note and your corporation guaranteeing the note.
Okay.
And say, you know, when you're talking to them, say, I expect to pay it back in 6 to 9 months at the most. It's just the actual approval from the law firm for the final document. I don't know how long that will take because I have investors who want to invest, but it's illegal to take their money till I have the compliance document. And you're just giving me a temporary bridge till I get the compliance. I'll get the first investors in and pay you right back. And you'll make 10 times what they're paying at the bank.
Okay. Okay.
And so, you know, it's basically a 12% bond. So you're making 12% on a corporate bond. And you know, you can get two or three people to do that. I wouldn't do more than three. And that's called an isolated transaction. And, you know, you've got $75,000 with that. But just one $25,000 player, it's good for them.
Okay.
And you probably got, you know, three clients over the years that would love to do this because
yeah.
it would help the business. Yeah, and you've helped them so much. And then they know your integrity, and you're giving them a double guarantee. You just send them the note by email and say you can modify it any way you want. Let them modify it any way they want. And, you know, you get 75, and I'm really comfortable because you can pay yourself every month a salary. You can pay your car payment, your gas, until we get the money from the offering. And it kind of carries you through and lets you have some breathing room, you know. And you could get one backer before you come to class and then get a couple backers at class for two more.
Okay.
But don't start going to four, five, six, because then we're funding the company. Yes, then we need compliance docs again. We need a set of docs to sell those notes. If
right,
you're just
right.
doing three and it's an isolated transaction, it's okay.
Yeah. And so it's a total
sense?
Of 25,000?
Yeah, it's a total of 25,000.
But how am I going to pay? That's what I get for that. But then you jumped to saying getting salary and stuff. That's an investor, right?
No, that's three investors. You know, it's three bridge loan partners. When you get a $25,000 bridge loan.
Oh, so you're three $25,000 bridge loans.
Yeah, I'm saying when you write those promissory notes, make three of them and
okay,
get three people to come in. Because that's $75,000.
Okay.
And by the time that's gone, the offering will be on the street. You'll be at another CEO space meeting, and you'll pick up $500,000.
Okay. Okay, here's my biggest question on this. I spoke to a PR person, Annie Jennings, actually, and she spoke about getting radio in eight different places, whatever. But do people, and you were speaking of radio, do people really listen to radio that much anymore?
Well, the answer is, you bet, but not in big numbers. I mean, each station has surprisingly small numbers. I mean,
right.
In the last show for Letterman, you would think there'd be 30, 50, 75 million watching. But
right.
the last Letterman show had 13 million watching.
Mm.
And that's off. That's down about a million from Jay Leno on NBC. Jay Leno was number one rated, and he had a million more. He had 14.5.
Right.
So the Tonight Show's, you know, one of the biggest shows on the world scene, broadcast all over the world, and they only have 14 million watching.
Right.
Because we're not even watching television. So primetime CBS radio in drive time in the afternoon in L.A., they have 50,000 listening.
Okay.
But we get 10 of those, and it's 500,000. That's pretty good for driving a book and a website. And so it gives you a lot of credibility. When you get on satellite, and if you advertise with your shows, like on John Ramsey has 5 to 7 million listening on his afternoon show. And he makes 45 million on his radio show.
Right.
So he's getting as many people listening to him as major shows on OWN and cable, lifestyle, oxygen, and so forth. He's getting just on a radio that many.
Okay.
Now, EMSI of Tampa syndicates and puts you on radio shows. But they also are one of the five top leading rated trophy winners on doing PR for authors. They get you on multiple shows, radio and television, all day, radio and television by Skype.
Uh-huh.
And your appointments are lined up for you for months and months once you launch your book.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they we give them a budget to do that,
uh-huh.
and they just manage it and keep you very busy. They will also do all your social. So you can give them anything new that's going on in the company, and they will take all your appearances on radio and television they booked, and they will put that on 22 platforms.
Okay.
So it'll be hitting LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and all of the other platforms.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start streaming you on the streaming services that are out now, and you'll just be so busy you can't even keep up. I mean, and they're the cheapest and the best at doing it. And so go to the website, EMSI Tampa, and look at the authors they represent. Look at their full 25-year history. And they're out of Tampa. They're in Florida. But they help authors all over the world. They launch books in London. They launch books in Germany. They launch books here. They're just ethical. Marcia Friedman is the head of that. And I don't get her a class very often because she's gotten so big. But she has been teaching on and off at our class since 1991.
Uh-huh.
And I've never had a complaint. And we've done the biggest publishing books in the world. You know, it's a secret. You know, that's 1.5 billion. Folks broke the Guinness Book of Records. We did Chicken Soup for the Soul. That was 500 million. That broke the Guinness Book of Records, but we broke it again with The Secret. We did Rich Dad, Poor Dad. We did Men and Venus Colliding, or Mars and Venus Colliding. We did Lisa Nichols, No Matter What. These are huge, worldwide, you know, Outwitting the Devil, Think and Grow Rich for Women.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you just get, you'll see a lot of that. Our program. And, you know, a good film for her, Michael Drew shows our head and how we operate. Show Me the Money shows her there's real investors to write checks there. You might give her Lisa Nichols, Shannon, because Lisa Nichols shows you our heart. And it's the story of a single mom who didn't have the money to come. She had to raise the money to come.
Mm-hmm.
Working for a not-for-profit in the inner city of L.A., helping moms get out of harm's way by sundown for six children to have a warm shelter and a hot meal that one night. And she'd done that for years, and she was burned out. And she couldn't get a pay raise from the charity. And she wanted her son to have a better life. And she didn't have a business, an idea. She just was stuck. She said, I'm in transition and I've got to find a way out of this. That was who she was.
Yeah.
She just went, last year, she just went public and bought her own office, high-rise building. She's worth about $100 million right now. She built all of that from us.
Cool.
She learned how to raise money. She used to be there crying and crying in her hands. I can't do this. I can't raise money, etc. And when she passed $500,000, she came in all beaming, going, can I teach a class on this?
Uh-huh.
And she was, like, transformed, you know.
Cool.
But I think her journey is similar to the one we're trying to do with you. And so take a look at her film and see. Because when you say, how do I know that all these things you said came from CO's face? Because it's all in that one film. She's telling you.
Okay.
So you can see it, you know, see it from, you know, a terribly intuitive person that works on the inside of everybody's charts who's built a huge business on, you know, this model you're doing. I mean, her whole thing is motivating the masses.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, but we built that at CO's face.
Uh-huh. Okay, I don't feel quite so overwhelmed. It's just a lot, so it's just like step at a time. So it sounds like the first thing I need to do is to get the three people with the promissory notes, the bridge loans.
I would just get one and get the CEO space. I mean, if you get to one, then you're...
if I just get one and get to CEO space, I can't make a living.
Well, I know, but you're learning the education that he's talking about so you can get started
Well, no. What I'm saying is, if you've got one and you get to CEO space, there are lots of people with money at CEO space, and you're going to live with them for a week. You can get two more there.
No, I understand that, but when is CEO space, and when is this going to happen?
Oh, well, you come to the... you come to one that's comfortable for you. If you feel stretched on coming, the issue will always be, how fast do you want to do this?
This is what I'm saying, is for me to make it, I have to be working 5 and 6 days a week. And I do not want to put out money to go someplace when I'm stretched that much and overwhelmed.
I don't want you to. No, I don't want you to either.
If I get...
What I want you to do is get... let's do this. I want you to get two... I want you to get two bridge loan backers. I want you to make the promissory note up, put it in a colored file folder, like a blue, friendly colored file folder from Office Depot. And then I want you to go see them and look at them when you're presenting and ask them if they could back you so you could get your legal compliance done. And
if
you got one of the best firms in the world, and print out... Shannon, go to Raul Campos, Google search it, and send her the link, and then let her print out the resume of the attorney that's going to do the work. Because they'll be very impressed with that. And then you say, they're going to rush it, but I have to pay the legal fees, and I need two backers. I've got another one that I think I can count on that I'm going to see right after you. And I'm really counting on you. And I'd like you to do this for me, and I'll pay you back. As soon as they give me the legal documents, I'll have four investors in within 120 days at the outside, and then you're paid back. So the whole thing should be in and out within, say, 6 to 9 months. And the only wild card is if the attorneys, like they often are late in getting me the documents.
Okay.
Say so.
Honey, what's his name again?
And then you get what I'm saying is if you get two, you can do it over the weekend. You could do it Monday and Tuesday. Get 50,000, then I would go to CEO Space. But there's something about CEO Space you're not clear about, which is except for meals at breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
What we use to build relationships for you. In other words, I guarantee you that you will get customers that will do readings with you that will pay for going to CEO Space and make a profit. If you don't get that, I'll refund your money before you leave the hotel. So it's never going to cost you any money to go.
Okay.
The lost work that you have is going to be made up by other customers. But here's the punchline. You're not going to lose any work. When you go to CEO Space, you can get up in the morning and start doing readings, and you can do readings all day long, trying to avoid the meal times. And Shannon will get you the schedule, and just note those meal times and try and block your calls around it. But you can go to just coach and do your billing the whole time you're there. They don't care if you're home or doing it by Skype.
Right.
And I'm saying, so do Skype readings and just keep your bills going. You keep your billable time. You don't have to take off. You don't have to drop out. People love CEO Space because they can get all the things they want from it and still run their business while they're at it. Because they come to this, they don't come once. They come, Lisa came 42 times.
Mm-hmm.
But she built up a $100 million business.
Right.
She did it over 42 of these in a row.
Yeah. I do see the benefit, but for me to switch back between worlds is very difficult.
Energetically.
Yeah.
Well,
people literally try to talk to me, and I don't even know the words they're saying after I've done a reading.
No, I know, but what's going to happen, you're in a four-star resort.
Uh-huh.
You're looking out at a lake with palm trees. It's so spiritual. It's a sacred vortex area by the Native Americans. And so you're in this spiritual place. We chose it for that. You're looking at waterfalls and statues,
Looking
out water out of their mouths. I mean, it is like a holy temple that you're at. And psychics love it. I mean, they feel in their element, their energy. And
sure. You
stay in your room. I mean, you're having a reading. You're not walking right back down to do some business. And you get yourself so you're broken from that energy and you're ready to switch. And then you do it. And so
is this something I can bring somebody else with me to?
Well,
do they have to be a member of CEO Space as well?
Well, they have to be members, but there's a declining rate for partners. Like if you bring a partner in your business, they pay half. They don't pay the whole. And then the next partner pays less than that. So when you the first time I'd probably go, well, it just depends. If the other person would pay their part,
right,
it's only half. I would have them come because you'll double up on the contacts. You'll get double the you could get 15 to 20 new clients using you regularly from the one event, and 35 to 50 who will start using you in the next 120 days.
So what?
What I'm telling you is you've gone up 300% in your business.
Uh-huh.
You would double that in a week.
Okay.
Morgana, I'll go over all the details with you.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you, Bernie. I really appreciate it.
Do the video homework because you'll get.
I will.
Well, you'll read. I mean, when you're doing it, you'll be able to read a lot, and you'll feel the energy of the place. This is a sacred, sacred thing you're coming to, and it's the highest transformation energy on the planet. For you, it's just a shower. It's not your normal business stuff. It's spiritual business done with holy integrity. You'll see it. It's shifting the whole. This is the highest work to transform nations back to spiritual righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, this is the highest work of transformation going on the planet Earth, masquerading as a business trainer.
Okay.
You're going to love this. And you'll add a lot into it for our members.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make a lot of money. This is going to make a lot of money for you.
That's the plan.
Just think of CEO Space as the answer to your prayers anyway. And what it does, it speeds up getting your goals done. It makes it much safer to do it. And it does it in much less time. We're going to be, by the end of this year, if you didn't have us, it would take 3 years to get to where we're going to be by Christmas.
Okay.
It's in the end of the day, you're just about to cross over where money has nothing to do with anything that you're actually about.
Right.
You're going to have a heartbeat that says to millions and millions of great spirits who are in some pain of ignorance that needs the ignorance to be cleared with wisdom that will allow them to have full magical manifestations. And these people are suffering, and you're taking that suffering away, and you're going to be asking yourself, when you think of CEO Space and, you know, going next year, going some future time, just let your heartbeat dictate this prayer when you're driving, when you're in the shower, when you're doing things in the kitchen, and you just catch yourself thinking about it. And the Holy Spirit's working through you, so you'll answer this yourself, which is what the Holy Spirit is shouting at you. That's why we're in your life. We're in your life because the Holy Spirit's shouting at you, and he's shouting, how long will you make them wait?
Mm-hmm. Yep, sounds good.
Because we're going to get it where a million people are all getting just tremendous relief by going to your super site.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to do that quickly without us, and we're going to do it very quickly. That plan we're going to implement. I just gave you the master plan, and I'm German, so I will not deviate. I will remember the nuts and bolts of this, and I'll stay right on that plan. If you do that plan, you'll help the maximum amount of people in the most reduced amount of time.
Yeah, correct.
And you'll have lots of problems, but you won't have money be one of them.
Right. Sounds good. Thank you so
much. I'm trying to get the spelling of the, and maybe you can just text it to me after we hang up, of the attorney for the placement, so I can look up his bio.
If you just Google search Raoel Camtos.
Okay. Great. Roelcamtos. Is that
right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bernie. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm so glad to work with you.
Yeah, I am very relieved. So thank you.
That's my
pleasure. I will be seeing you soon.
Okay. See you then, and thank you.
All right. Many blessings to you.
Bye, everybody.
Okay. Bye. Bye.